difference.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition, all across the country, on the web at freetalklive.com, and you can join in the fun. It's where you can take over the airwaves by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's a defense of freedom with a couple people who occasionally get to sit in with the hosts of Free Talk Live. I am Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we're sitting in for Ian and Mark, who have been away last night and tonight. They will be away. And we're counting on you joining us in a virtual think tank of the airwaves so that we can spread the word on freedom. It's great to be here filling in for Ian and Mark. And I don't know if I'm filling in for Ian or Mark. But either one, thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Julia, good to see you, my friend.
Yeah.
Let's remind folks of the number, 800-259-9231. As I often say on my own show, write it down. It's your Political Poison Control Center number. Call us if you want to weigh in on a number of topics. You know, picking up from yesterday, and I'm sure we had so many calls towards the end of the program yesterday, Julia, and people can listen in over at the freetalklive.com website where so many sound files are stored up. They can have a great time over there. But yesterday's program, we ended off talking about a number of issues, and I think we're going to be picking up a lot of those topics again tonight. Some of them new topics tied into discussions we had last night. But one of the things that I really wanted to get into is you and I and Ian and Mark are often talking about how markets and free association can solve many of the problems that government brings to us, whether it's manipulation of the money supply or corrupt officials on the local level, corrupt officials on the state level, not getting any sort of responsiveness, taxation, the immorality of regulation. All these things are all tied in with a recognition that we think needs to be spoken about a little bit more of the sovereignty of the individual, the primacy of the individual. No one has a claim on you. And when government starts to do that, then we really start running into problems. Let's talk a little bit about some of the problems that we've been seeing with government officials. There's an interesting story, if you get the opportunity, there's an interesting story at lewrockwell.com. And this one just posted on June 6th by Manuel Laura that I thought was pretty interesting. He says, I would never have imagined in a million years that there could be government corruption, even in the crane inspecting department. You remember how we've been hearing stories recently? People have been dying in New York with, was it two or three crane failures, collapsing of these cranes? And it's been terrible, and lives have been lost. Of course, everyone thinks that the government is there to protect you and that the inspectors will somehow add some artificial something that will keep these crane operators honest, where the profit and loss motivation is really what spurs things. The insurance costs and potential liabilities are really what spur things, not some government official who might appear every quarter or every 6 months and can be bought off. And that's exactly what's been going on in New York, not specific to these particular crane crashes. But check this story out. Very interesting. As Manuel Laura writes, a senior city official, this is actually his quote, a senior city buildings official in New York took bribes in exchange for falsely reporting that cranes had been inspected and that crane inspectors had been certified. But his actions did not appear to be connected to two recent crane collapses that killed 9 people, authorities said Friday. So Manuel, over at lewrockwell.com, says, so will the Department of Buildings suffer a market loss? Perhaps its stock will go down. Maybe they will take a hit in subscribers. Will its certification suffer? Will insurance companies still use their services? Oh, wait. This is the state we're talking about. Nothing to see here. Move along.
It's interesting because if this was a private company, the government would step in and say, maybe we need to regulate this.
That's perfect. That's absolutely right. And that's just on the state of New York's level. We have other localities, other states, where they have all sorts of problems. Here in the state of New Hampshire, one of the free staters, Mike Fisher, did a wonderful thing, absolutely genius, where he went about 2.5 years ago now, almost 3 years ago, I think, and he did a nonviolent protest on the very lawn of the licensing licensing agency that licenses people to do manicures, of all things. Manicures.
That's right. I believe it still is illegal. They reduced the hours, but it's illegal to... I cannot give you a manicure right now for money.
If I asked you and I paid you, we could be arrested.
Yes.
Yeah, you could be arrested.
I can give killer manicures, though, so, I mean, I don't understand what the problem is.
We won't use those term killer manicures in the same way, because, of course, the leftists and collectivists will say, you see, it can kill. Yeah, she'll be putting microbes and weird viruses in your skin with those little cuticle things, and look out, you'll be gone. You want to go to an early funeral?
Just one person.
If we can save just one person and at least have them have really nice nails, it would all be worth it. You know, it's very...
And I believe that it turned out that the legislator who proposed that regulation happened to be one of the owners of some beauty school in New Hampshire.
Very interesting, because here in New Hampshire, we've had some great examples of it. I was in touch with Sheldon Richmond of the Foundation for Economic Education recently. Well, first, we'll finish up the Mike Fisher story. If those who are joining us, maybe they're on one of the news stations all around the country, listening to Free Talk Live, or they're listening on the web at freetalklive.com, where everything is free, by the way. All the services, all the items are free. One of the things that happened was Mike Fisher did this for a fee. A woman, someone we know, a woman asked him for the services, and he took care of her fingernails. He was arrested because he was not licensed, and he did not go through all the training. And, of course, we know that licensing is used by people who are already in a profession to exclude entrance into the marketplace, to exclude lower-price competition. They've been trying to do this all around the country with interior designers. There is a move afoot everywhere. In New Hampshire, they tried it a couple of years ago, and it failed. And in New Hampshire, they tried again, but there's a law in New Hampshire that says that you cannot issue a new bill that's too similar to a bill that came up in the last session. So they tweaked it a little bit and made it a certification. Well, if the companies want to certify themselves, they can certify outside the government. Why do you have to have a government standard for what is certification? Again, it's really licensing without any sort of a term, licensing. And this is the sort of thing that really hurts poorer people. Licensing, as we said, excludes people in the competitive marketplace. It forces a number of people who would be able to offer their services for a lot less because they didn't go through all the training, they didn't do all these sorts of things. Maybe their skills aren't any good, but it excludes my ability to choose. Do I want somebody who's a lot cheaper, might not be as skilled, or do I want somebody who's been certified and licensed by the state? And again, the licensing, the people who inspect, it doesn't necessarily mean that anybody's going to be helped.
We just read a story about a crane inspector, which seems like a pretty important thing to be being truthful on, got bribed and passed the inspection
anyway. That's exactly what opens it up. The people in government are open to bribery and corruption. I'll give you another example. When I was writing Live Free or Die, which is a book that I have out there, I was doing the last segment of it called Beautiful Chaos, coming up with a market paradigm argument in favor of market paradigm over government. And I came up with a story that came from the Boston Herald about a year ago that was a study that said that in Massachusetts at any given time, they only had, I think it was like 2 restaurant inspectors on duty in the entire state. And they wanted more money. And some of those inspectors were rumored to have been corrupt. It's just they're not going to protect anybody. What's going to keep people safe? Obviously, a free marketeer would argue, as I would, the threat of profit, the incentive of profit, or the threat of loss. You don't want your name to be bad at a restaurant. Nobody's going to go.
You know, it's really funny because I work at a restaurant, and I have worked at restaurants my entire career, I guess I should say, and the inspectors, when they come in, I mean, they walk around, they're there for maybe an hour, they look at the ceiling, they pretend like they're doing important things, they jot a few notes down, they pass you. I'd say you have to be really, really gross to not pass.
Right.
And they're gone and out of our hair, and we don't see them for another year.
Yeah.
We have corporate inspections. They're 5 hours long, and they are in-depth, in detail, and we lose money. Managers lose money. We have incentives to pass those inspections.
Well, you're obviously just a capitalist pig. How dare you people actually have high standards? How dare you? This is Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner, and she is...
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, the toll-free SACL CAI line, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take over the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves. It is your show. It is the phones and the fun. I'm Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live all across the country and online at freetalklive.com. Com. Very nice. I'm so glad that interweb exists. That series of tubes, as Senator Ted Stevens described it, the old banker himself, maybe. Here's your series of tubes. Hey, listen, I got to give you some information about something new and fresh that maybe Ted Stevens might want to check out if he ever actually believed in freedom. You can meet activists who are already achieving success in New Hampshire. How? It's the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you will be able to meet all those folks who really love freedom, who have come to New Hampshire already or are thinking about coming to New Hampshire. You can meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies and make new ones, and you can expand your network of liberty-loving activists. Also, check out the barbecue and the very, very Lafrique Trey Chic fun tent brought to you by our friends at the amazingly cool SACL CAI. Julia, we've got lots to get to, so let's get started on this. To the phones and the fun. Will is on the line in Pennsylvania. We started the program talking about corrupt crane inspectors, and Will seems to think we're a little off base. Hi, Will. Welcome to the program. Thank you for the call. Hey, Willie.
Hello.
Hey, baby. You're on the air, my friend. What's
happening?
How you
doing? That transition was smooth. Now, it's unlike normal radio stations. I think you guys are... You guys are pressing the edge there.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I didn't even hear you. Wow.
So what can we do for you tonight, Will?
I heard you before poo-pooing like you were straight out of Tavistock. 9/11 truth. Quite ridiculous you sounded. Well, wouldn't you agree?
Were we talking about 9/11 or something?
You were talking about a government story is so very believable.
That doesn't sound like anything that we would ever say.
I wasn't sure you were talking about our program, Will. I think
no. Well, I heard you poo-pooing the GCN tinfoil listeners during the week, and then you have your regular farmer.
Oh, gee, you know that's a shame, Will. But I appreciate it, and thank you very much for the call, Will. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Will. I don't think I heard too much from Will that made much sense. So I think we'll move on.
I'm not sure if he's talking about us or maybe like Ian during the week, or because we didn't talk about 9/11 at all yesterday, and I certainly would never trust
anything.
No, and
Will, apologies if we cut you off too early, but it wasn't making any sense. So, you know, maybe you want to call back. If it was something that Ian and Mark were taking care of at a certain point, of course you can take it up with them, but I think we'll move on so that the listeners have a little something to grab onto with their intellect. It's 800-259-9231. Julia?
I was just going to say we have another phone call. Richard in Cali wants to talk about stuff.
All right. He's going back to Cali. Richard, thank you very much for the call. You are on Free Talk Live. Richard, go for
it. Yeah, I was going to get into the Bilderberg conference, but first I want to bring up 9/11 truth. It was an inside job. I work closely with Richard Gage, an architect, and I support all the engineers. And I just want to go over some key points.
I gotta stop you because
free fall speed.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate the
symmetry
call.
And both of
them. Take care. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That was fun. Okay. Yeah. You know, as interesting as the speculation is, let's not speculate. Let's move into some concrete information about free market economics,
well,
individual liberty.
Speaking of concrete information, Some urgent info is in from Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on the line.
Hi, Paula. You're on the program, and thank you for the call. How are you? It's good to talk to someone sensible.
We've got a very serious problem. We have human waste that is being hauled all over our country along the highways. They're dripping this stuff everywhere.
I know. Most of them are in Congress.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing is, they're taking these to pastures and dumping this stuff. Now, this stuff is full of disease. Okay?
This is terrible.
The cattle are eating this. A lot of them are dying. The cattle are their babies are even dying. This is spreading. If some of them do survive, people get the meat, and then they get sick. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I talked to a gentleman that has this, and the doctors are so scared of this stuff, they won't even take a blood test.
Well, listen, Paula, you know, thanks for the heads up on that. And, of course, keep abreast of it. Watch it closely. Spend a lot of time checking it out. But I also appreciate your information on the Israel-Iran thing last night. That was breaking news. And, of course, the price of oil didn't get up to $150 a barrel, but it did shoot up a lot. So thank you.
It's going to that, you know, pretty quickly. Cause, I mean, the representatives in Washington are doing something about it. We're going to have to close the schools down because they wouldn't have the money for the fuel. So I called Washington, got a bill started, and they're going to get money to the school system so they can afford the fuel for the buses.
Well, Unfortunately, that's not constitutional, so I have to, you know, chastise you a little bit.
Well, the thing is, if they don't have the money, they're going to shut down the schools.
I got to slap you a little bit.
Oh, they got plenty of money.
Slap you on the wrist a little bit there, Paula. I love you, but don't ask the federal government to be sending out money to localities, please.
Well, they've already started. They're working on the bill right now.
Oh, man, oh, man. Call them back and ask them to stop. Say, Gardner said please stop. Thanks a lot for the call,
okay,
Paula. I appreciate
it.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon. Julia, man, we start off with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, man. Hey, I want to get back to this corrupt officials thing, because you have some information on the federal officials who have turned out to be corrupt, and I think that would be good to sort of spice things up, Julia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, we have two more callers,
yes.
So I think we should go to those first.
All right, we'll tease everybody. We'll get to that
All
in
right.
a minute.
We have Jeff in Tampa who wants to talk about New Hampshire.
Jeff! Thank you very much for calling, and I'm sorry we have all the cow manure on the sides of the roads in New Hampshire. What's happening, buddy?
Good afternoon. I was born and raised in New Hampshire. I live in Tampa, Florida now.
All right.
And I've heard you mention it several times. I generally refer to people through New Hampshire's license plate, or the motto of live free or die, as a polite way of saying, leave me the F alone.
Yeah.
And I very much take that to heart. I'm an NRA member.
Good.
I very much believe in the Second Amendment means what it says, which means an individual's right to keep and bear arms. And I'm just looking for a little bit of elucidation on who you folks are. You're new in our market. As
last
Saturday, there's a format change in a local radio station that I'm listening to you on today.
And which station are you tuned into right now?
970 WFLA.
Oh, yes, indeed. That started up just last week, didn't it, FLA?
Yes, it did.
Oh, terrific. And our thanks to everybody at WFLA. I know that Mark and Ian have been working very hard in getting more stations signed on. And I appreciate your call responding to the new show. Of course, Julie and I are filling in, but hopefully we're sort of part and parcel to the sort of ideas and philosophy that Mark and Ian and the issues they're going to discuss. And, of course, the listeners really play a big part in this, my friend. New Hampshire. One of the reasons that New Hampshire seems to be such a focus is New Hampshire seems so unique. As you know, for a long time, our motto, live free or die, really stood out. New Hampshire seemed like it had a real flinty individualist nature. Massachusetts was to the south. Vermont was to the west. Maine was to the northeast. We were surrounded by a sea of collectivists and socialists. But New Hampshire held firm. We never had an income tax. We never had a sales tax. We resisted everyone's efforts to try to restrict guns. They would come up with bottle bills and we'd shoot them down. Spending initiatives would be shot down. Slowly, it's changed slightly because there is a battle at hand right now between those people who are the long-term New Hampshire people who've lived here for a long time and are very strong individualists, and the Free State Project members who are coming in here more and more to help them out and really help retain individual liberty, and the socialist collectivists who have moved to New Hampshire because New Hampshire has less of a burden on their livelihoods. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Stay on the line. Our number, folks, is 800-259-9231. I'm Gardner.
I'm Julia.
And this is Free Talk Live.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You control the airwaves. You control the content. And we are here for you. Free Talk Live every Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. Go to freetalklive.com to find the archives and so much more. I'm Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And got a little bit of information for you. He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Ted Gallahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues in freedomengineering.com. That's freedomengineering.com. Remember that one? And there is a hyphen, freedom-engineering.com. Some good folks who back up Free Talk Live. And let's get back to the phones and the fun. You control the air and you control the content. We introduce ideas and then you run with it at Free Talk Live. We were speaking with Patrick in Florida.
No, Jeff in Florida.
Jeff in Florida.
Two
and then
different
Patrick
people
want to
talk
next.
About the same thing.
All right, excellent. So, Jeff, let's go back to you. You wanted to know a little bit more about New Hampshire. And, of course, you were just learning a little bit about us, having tuned in at WFLA over in Tampa Bay at 970 a.m., correct?
That's correct.
Excellent.
As
thank you.
I was born and raised in Dover, New Hampshire, and I'm a big advocate of what you were just describing about the motivations of the founding of the state and the way it was run.
Yes.
Just punctuate what you were saying, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I view that the general demographic shift has been people from Massachusetts specifically moving into New Hampshire to get away from the taxes they created by creating the nanny state of Massachusetts. And now they're coming into New Hampshire and voting for the very same types of candidates that put the huge tax burden on them in Massachusetts. and trying to do the same thing in New Hampshire.
We call them mass holes.
Yeah.
Jeff, I got to ask you, are you a doctor?
No, I'm a contractor.
Your prescription and diagnosis. Well, your diagnosis is absolutely right, and the prescription is getting you people up here. You got to move here so we can fight them. That's the deal. You hit it right on the nose. That's exactly what goes on. And I think the problem, Jeff, is that they don't understand the philosophical baggage they carry with them. They don't understand. They believe that the individual can be subsumed to the dictates of the majority. They believe that the services need to be provided by government, that somehow people will be left hanging if individuals are left on their own to have their own trash collected or to pay for fire services or have a volunteer fire service. And they bring all that baggage. You're absolutely right.
Well, I remember, the town meetings and, the state legislature, the state of New Hampshire is unique to the whole country, and the lowest proportion of lawyers in the state legislature of any other state in the country.
Yeah.
And every single battle, every single proposal for a government expenditure, whether it was additional purchase of road sand, sand to put on the road, was a battle over, how much it was going to cost. Who was going to have input as to the decision and that sort of thing. And that's really as it has to be, in my opinion, when it comes to spending the taxpayers' money. That's one of the things I get so frustrated about a fair tax, is that it seems so unworkable to me, and that it's the, I'm a contractor, and so I have to estimate my taxes every quarter. I have to send a check every 2 weeks, and then I have to do a final end-of-year return like most people. And I feel it every 2 weeks at minimum, and most people don't feel it. It's withdrawn from their paycheck every week, and so they don't really feel it. And yet 50% of the population of this country, the working population, effectively pays no income taxes. And so they don't really feel the pain of, this unbelievable burden of taxation that we have. And I think, just to punctuate it, because I know there's other people who want to talk, we're living in a world now where the three-word sentence can be uttered, and the simplistic view takes hold, like the idiots who called a few minutes ago about an inside job on the World Trade Center. The fire weakened the steel. That's all you have to know. And yet, somebody, and perhaps it's you folks and others, can fight this three-word sentence battle, because you say an idiotic thing in three or four words, and then you have paragraphs to refute it. And somehow or other, we're going to have to fight that, because I think that's the biggest danger we face as a free people. I'd love to see more people move to New Hampshire, but I don't want to see, my friends get crowded out of their homes.
Well, Jeff, I'm really glad you're aboard here. And as we mentioned, Julie and I are just sitting in for Ian and Mark, and it's such an honor to be able to be on in Florida to have our voice heard. I do a daily show during the day from 1 to 3. If you go to libertyconspiracy.com, you can hear about some of the New Hampshire stories that we're dealing with because of all these folks who have come from Massachusetts. But hearing a guy like you, would I welcome you to come by and be my neighbor, man, because I know...
Florida has got some pretty appealing things, too. It's a right to carry state.
Yes.
New Hampshire always has been, of course, but Florida has a huge number of people with concealed carry. The crimes committed by people with rights to carry are below 0.5%. And, the crime rate is falling here because of that. And yet, you have a huge concentration of New Yorkers in southeastern Florida, the idiots that couldn't figure out how to vote three or four times in 2000, and even though they all voted absentee in New York, by the way. And so we have our hands full here, but Florida, surprisingly, reminds me in a lot of ways of New Hampshire. But keep up the good work.
Thank you,
I'm going to be listening.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the call from Florida.
Keep listening, man.
And, one of the things that brings up Julia is the idea, as he was talking about New Hampshire is one of those states that held on to the old, seemingly archaic to many of the leftists, ideas of the founders. And I think the founders didn't even go far enough. I wish that they had stuck with something like the Articles of Confederation or gone total anarcho-capitalist, total free market. But, what they tried to do was set up a system of at least competing governmental systems. And here he is doing a good job comparing.
The best government that was ever created, as far as governments go.
Yeah, unfortunately, the tendency
is... They had good intentions.
Once you establish government, it is always going
to
expand.
It is the nature to grow and grow.
Exactly. The politicians are going to get in there, they're going to use it, despite what's written, despite the warnings, despite all the proscriptions, they're going to use it to their advantage. And it started with Alexander Hamilton, went through Henry Clay, went through Abraham Lincoln, who I think was one of the worst presidents ever in the history. I mean, he was a dictator and a murderer. But we can get to that a little more. But what's interesting is there in the conversation, you hear a man calling from Florida to compare their system to our system. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that a little more? Instead, politicians do what? They lean more towards the large size answers, the one-size-fits-all federal system. We've got to have a bailout for housing. We have to have a federal health care system, all these different types of things. Let's get back to the phones. 800-259-9231. Back into Florida, Patrick is on the line. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I'm an independent voter and a veteran who is endorsing President John McCain, and that's because I'm convinced with his liberal tendencies, he'll want to appoint Hillary and Obama for the Mars mission as co-captains. They're always talking about universal everything, so they can go out there into the world, out there into space, and interact with intergalactic life, and we'll get somewhere.
Well, you know, you had me scared there. I was Julie and I were looking at each other like, uh-oh, this is looking dangerous. Boy, you know, I got to say, you sound almost as sensible as some of the people that I've spoken to outside the polling places when I asked them to provide a rationale for their vote. I'll give you an example. Back when John McCain was running back in 1999-2000, I ran into the guy. He tried to lie to my face about the McCain-Feingold bill, and I called him on it. And then later, we went to the voting place. And there was a woman standing outside with a John McCain for President sign, right? So, I'm there, and I say, oh, you're boosting for McCain. You want people to vote for McCain. She goes, yeah, that's right. McCain's my guy. And I said, okay, that's great. And she was a lot younger than my impression of her sounds. So I said, great. Can you tell me why I should vote for him? Because, of course, there she is standing there. Well, you know, he's my guy. Okay, I know you said that. How do you feel about McCain-Feingold? Oh, I don't know Senator Feingold. And I was like, okay, no, I mean the bill, the McCain-Feingold anti-free speech bill. She says, well, I don't know. I think it's fine. I was like, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that common sense could have been written if the McCain-Feingold bill existed? You know, Common Sense by Thomas Paine, right? Most people, if they went through high school, maybe they caught a whiff of the name Thomas Paine or the words common sense. She goes, I've got a lot of common sense. I was like, do you even know what I'm talking about? She had no clue. She didn't know what, you know, and it's these, and I hate to say it, ill-informed or uninformed people, they go out, and when they vote, they think, oh, I'm voting to get something great done. They're voting to regulate people. Final thoughts, Patrick. Well, I tell you what, let's keep them on the line just in case. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NOWTRAK.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. And if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the conversation. It's all about freedom. It is Free Talk Live all around the country and freetalklive.com on that interweb thing. Call us at the SACL CAI toll-free line. Employ it and get involved at 800-259-9231. Ian and Mark are the usual hosts. Tonight, I, Gardner, and she
is Julia.
We get the opportunity to fill in for those two very nice guys. 800-259-9231. We are strapped in. Wink, wink, Julia. That was funny. We were talking off the air about some funny stuff. And ready to go. Okay, now, we've got lots to get to. We open the program, if you are just joining us, open the program with a story from New York about how it has been shown that a New York official with the Department of Buildings was accepting bribes when he was going to inspect, yeah, you got it, cranes. They still have not been able to prove whether this man was involved with any of the inspections for the cranes that have collapsed. Nine people have died.
But they're investigating it, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. And in the meantime, he's probably on administrative leave.
Which is where he still gets paid and gets a little sweet vacation.
You got it. And Manuel Laura, who was a blogger over at LouRockwell.com, asked this question. So will the Department of Buildings suffer a market loss? Perhaps its stock will go down. Maybe they'll take a hit in subscribers. Maybe their certification will suffer. Will insurance companies still use their services? Oh, wait. This is the state we're talking about. Nothing to see here. Move along. Julia, you had an excellent comment. I'd love for you to repeat it. You said that, these guys need to be investigated by the state.
Yeah. LASIK, for example, we had talked about LASIK recently.
LASIK surgery.
And LASIK has something like a 95% satisfaction rate, and it's a fairly unregulated surgery, fairly new surgery, so obviously there are some risks involved, but it continues to get better and cheaper because of the lack of regulation.
Yeah.
Well, the federal government has stepped in and said, we've had some complaints, we might need to regulate.
Unbelievable.
Can you regulate your little crane industry here?
And something that needs to be kept in mind, the politicians, especially since FDR's time, have used the Interstate Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution to say that something goes over state borders, therefore we can regulate it. It just gives them power, it aggrandizes power to them, they accrue it, and unfortunately they employ it to shake down more people, get more campaign donations, and ruin our ability to be able to go to whom we want to go for services or particular products. And here in New Hampshire, for a long time, the Free State Project, now recognizing New Hampshire over the past few years as one of the better places to live, we've resisted that tendency, and we're looking for more people to come here and help resist it. Patrick was on the line.
At a slower rate, I'd say.
Yes, indeed. Patrick was on the line with us from Florida, and Patrick, I just wanted to bring you in before we had to leave, and I believe Patrick is still with us, and the number is 800-259-9231. Didn't want to cut you off, Patrick, and let you have the last word.
Well, thank you. I just want to address once again the Mars mission, which will actually have a better name called the Goonie Buffoons mission.
The Goonie Buffoony.
Right,
let me ask you something. So, Patrick, sorry to interject. I just need to ask you. You know, as a little kid, I used to think the NASA missions were so cool. And now I'm thinking to myself, how cool is it to have a bunch of scientists have things funded that are like their hobbies that they find really interesting? And people are being forced to pay for it whether they want to or not, right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's why I'm definitely opposed to the universal health care and universal everything else that Hillary and Obama want to try to institute, because I do give to charitable organizations and charitable organizations that I've investigated, that I'm confident that when they spread their money around, it's going to the homeless, or it's going to other people that are in need. I don't want to compulsory have to give my money to anybody that's sitting around on their behind on a daily basis throughout the year, and they're fully functional as far as having, you know, a readily capable ability to go out and do something and contribute. But anyway, Hillary and Obama want to babysit these type of people, and I am totally opposed to it. And finally, once again, I would think that once they get to Mars, they can talk to and involve Marvin the Martian and find out what they think about the immigration policy there and how we might interfere with their problems.
Patrick, you're a genius. Thank you so much for hanging on the line, and thank you for calling in from Florida. Great call. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Julia, what happened? What were you going to say?
Give me a minute.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, he was talking about charitable organizations and the healthcare situation. There are so many instances where I've been in conversations with people and they've asked me, do you think we're reaching a threshold in the United States where, as and I mentioned it yesterday on last night's show, where there are going to be enough people who recognize that they can live off the productive capacity of the producers? And we're already at that point. I brought up the statistic from the National Taxpayers Union that the top 25% of earners, and by the way, that threshold is $62,000 a year, they pay 85.9% of all federal income taxes. It's already reached that point.
We should tax them more than the working class because they're rich.
Yeah, and if people think that Barack Obama
they earn money and be productive.
If people think that Barack Obama is going to be beaten by John McCain, I think Barack Obama stands a very, very strong likelihood of winning because he appeals to this desire from people to get something from someone else, and they don't even realize.
And they're going to be so disappointed.
Well, yeah, the problem is that they don't even realize that when they're trying to get the government to get something for them from someone else, they're hurting everybody's lives. They're hurting their own lives. They're hurting people's ability to be able to get new jobs with the money that people would normally have in their pockets that they would spend the way they want to. That's how you get a productive society. And if they think that John McCain is somehow a good alternative, well, they ought to check out what John McCain thinks about, the Fourth Amendment, a declaration of war. Can you imagine a man who was held prisoner in an undeclared war saying go ahead, give the president any power he wants, even though the only thing that is constitutionally provided for the Congress to do if they want the president to lead the troops is that they have to declare war with a capital W. They had an opportunity to do it. Ron Paul offered a declaration of war about 5-6 years ago when they wanted to use the troops, and John McCain didn't vote for that. John McCain, Mr. Military, all the folks who are big supporters of John McCain, if you're sort of new to this idea of actually sticking to the Constitution, take a look at that document, because McCain swore an oath to uphold it. I didn't, but I'm sticking to it more than he does, and I don't even think it goes far enough to protect my freedoms. That, I think, is really something to be ashamed of. And I recognize what John McCain went through when he was a prisoner.
This is a man who, I believe, said that we should stay in Iraq for 100 more years.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Obviously. He's a nut job.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about that a little bit more in a moment, because I think we're going to be expanding our purview here. Jason is on the line in Tampa, again at WFLA. I have a lot of listeners there. It's great to know. And you can get involved by calling 800-259-9231. Jason, you are on Free Talk Live. Thank you for the call. Jason, are you there? Jason going once. Jason going twice. Jason gone. Looks like he's gone. All right. Now, Julia, you had some examples that we wanted to discuss of the federal corruption, the ways that government, which is insulated from competition, can take our money and we can get no responsiveness, whether it's trying to get through a line more quickly at an airport, trying to deal with some sort of federal official, whether it's the drug war, whatever it might be. These opportunities spring up all the time, don't they?
Right. We were talking earlier about just corruption in government in general, and I think a lot of people think that this sort of doesn't happen very often, and when it does, swift justice is taken. And I just thought this was a silly little article on ABC.com. Called Feds Gone Wild, and it just has some of the examples of corruption that they've discovered in the federal government. So I'm just going to read a couple of these off because they're really funny.
Yeah.
Department of Homeland Security airport security officer stole $18,000 from his elderly mother, stopped paying her nursing home bill, and ran up charges on her credit card. Sounds like a nice guy.
That's cool. I thought when you said Feds Gone Wild, you were going to talk about Madeleine Albright taking her top off on spring break. That would be really scary.
Yeah. Homeland Security Department Inspector General reported investigators found evidence an official there may have swapped sensitive law enforcement information to white supremacists for drugs, sex, and money.
Pretty good. Warren Zevon could have sung about that. It's pretty close to one of his lyrics, Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Here's a Border Patrol officer who married and lived with an undocumented alien and immigration official who lived with his illegal immigrant girlfriend and helped her obtain fake papers.
Oh.
And these are the people that the immigration zealots want to stop immigrants from coming in. These are those people.
Government,
you think this is going to
work? It is so responsive. I'm sure the founding fathers would be proud. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you